botany curator Leon Perry and science researcher Lara Shepherd are working with David Glennie from the Bioeconomy Science Institute to investigate the relationships among Acephala, also known as Taramia, speargrasses, or Spaniards. Here they introduce a newly described species. It's relatively easy to suspect something might be a different species, but it takes more work to assemble the evidence to demonstrate distinctness. A 2024 report published by the Department of Conservation on the vascular plants of Aotearoa, New Zealand, listed 323 entities, roughly 10% of the flora, as taxonomically unresolved. Maybe they're different, maybe they're not. We're hoping to work through the 10 unresolved entities listed in Acephala, a genus of usually spiky-leaved plants in the carrot family. The first case we have looked at has been long known as Acephala, Lomond, or similar, after the Peak Ben Lomond near Queenstown. Botanical luminaries such as Alan Mark and Tony Druce thought in the 1980s that it might be a different species. We have now used genetic and morphological analyses to show that it is distinct and have newly named it as Acephala latipinna. Our paper is freely available here. How does it differ? Acephala latipinna has sometimes been linked with A. horrida, but it is closest to A. aurea. The species name latipinna means broad leaflet, and it indeed has broader leaflets than A. aurea, as well as a broader rachis, the central axis of the leaf. Acephala latipinna also has shorter sheath leaflets at the base of the leaf. They're often so short that they can be difficult to see. Acephala latipinna usually has at least some bluish leaves, as is often the case for A. aurea, but A. horrida leaves are green and never bluish. Where does it occur? Acephala latipinna is an upland species principally of western Otago, but it extends to southern Canterbury and northern Southland. It overlaps extensively with A. aurea, and while A. latipinna generally occurs at higher elevations, hybridization can be common, particularly in disturbed areas. Despite occurring together and some hybridization, our genetic analyses show that A. aurea and A. latipinna comprise different evolutionary lineages, which is why we recognize them as separate species. How Acephala latipinna interacts in the west of its distribution with A. horrida is less well known. Photos of large Taramia from the mountains between Lake Wakatipu and Lake Wanaka are of interest to us. But please remember to get good photos showing the sheath leaflets. More generally, photos of any Acephala uploaded to iNaturalist are welcome help for our research, and all the more so from remote areas. Other T. Papa blog posts about Taramia. An introduction to speargrasses, plants with a prickly reputation. Speargrass collecting, a whirlwind tour of T. Waipounamu, South Island. Getting through speargrass defenses, how to safely collect samples of a dangerous plant. Carrots on ice, speargrasses, New Zealand spiky survivors. Our published papers on Acephala. 1. Perry LR, Glennie DS, Shepherd LD, 2025. Taxonomic synopsis of Acephala apiaceae, accepted species, nomenclature, and hybridization. New Zealand Journal of Botany 63, 2776-2816. 2. Shepherd LD, Perry LR 2026. Chloroplast phylogeography of Taramia, speargrasses, Acephala, Acephalae, apiaceae, in the South Island of Aotearoa, New Zealand, indicates widespread glacial survival and introgression. Plant Systematics and Evolution 312, 17, 3, Perry LR, Glennie DS, Shepherd LD, 2026. Acephala latipinna, a new species of large Taramia, speargrass Acephalae apiaceae from the southern South Island of New Zealand. New Zealand Journal of Botany 64, E70122. The third paper is freely available here. For PDF files of the others, email us at Lara, Shepherd at Tepapa, Govt, NZ, or Leon. Perry at Tepapa, Govt, NZ. Enjoying these blogs. Even a small donation helps T. Papa continue making its collections and research accessible to everyone.